Hello and welcome to What the F*** Just Happened Today, your essential guide to the daily shock and awe in national politics. I'm Joe Anvitas. Let's get to it. It's Friday, September 11th, 2020. Welcome to day 1331. Trump claimed that the U.S. is rounding the corner when it comes to the coronavirus pandemic, predicting that, quote, next year will be the greatest economic year in the history of our country, I project, end quote. The U.S., however, continues to see about 36,000 new cases per day, roughly 850 new deaths on average each day, maintains an 8.4% unemployment rate, and about half of the jobs lost during the pandemic have been recovered. Dr. Anthony Fauci, meanwhile, called the current COVID-19 data disturbing and said that the U.S. might not return to pre-coronavirus life until the end of 2021. Fauci added that the U.S. will be in a more precarious situation in the fall and winter if current case rates continue. Meanwhile, Trump insisted that everyone knew the coronavirus was airborne in February, saying, quote, "When I say it was airborne, everybody knew it was airborne. This was no big thing. Read the reports. China came out with a statement that it was an airborne disease. I heard it was an airborne disease. I assumed it early on," end quote. It wasn't until March, however, that the World Health Organization acknowledged that the virus could be spread through airborne particles. Moving on, a top prosecutor working on Attorney General William Barr's probe of the Russia investigation resigned due to concerns about political pressure to deliver a report before the presidential election. In 2019, Barr appointed U.S. Attorney John Durham to investigate the FBI's legal justification for the counterintelligence investigation, which looked at ties between Trump's 2016 campaign and Russian efforts to meddle in the election. Nora Dinehy said she believed that Durham was pressured by Barr to produce results of the investigation before the work was completed. Meanwhile, a retired judge who was appointed to review the Justice Department's efforts to dismiss its prosecution of Michael Flynn said it seems like a, quote, "corrupt and politically motivated favor," end quote, done in response to pressure from Trump. In a court filing, John Gleason said the department should not be allowed to drop the case because, quote, "the only coherent explanation for the government's exceedingly irregular motion is that the Justice Department has yielded to a pressure campaign led by the president for his political associate," end quote. In a reversal in Florida, a federal appeals court blocked hundreds of thousands of felons in the state from registering to vote if they still owe fines and fees. In May, a lower court found that the law discriminated against the majority of felons by imposing an unlawful, quote, pay-to-vote system, end quote. Meanwhile, a group of 14 states asked a federal judge to reverse service cuts and changes at the U.S. Postal Service. The states filed a motion asking U.S. District Court in Washington to order USPS to treat election mail, which includes ballots and registration forms, as first-class mail in order to ensure that it's delivered promptly. The states also asked the judge to end the leave-behind policy, which requires that postal trucks leave at certain times irrespective of whether or not there is additional mail to load. They also asked the judge to order USPS to replace or reinstall any removed sorting machines that are needed to ensure timely processing. Another federal judge rejected the Trump administration's request to exclude undocumented immigrants from being counted in the U.S. Census. A three-panel judge in New York ruled that the move would violate the statute that governs congressional apportionment because it runs afoul of a statute that says apportionment must be based on everyone who is a resident of the United States. The panel found that Trump's July 21st memorandum was, quote, "an unlawful exercise of the authority granted to the president," end quote, and that all residents must be counted for apportionment purposes regardless of their legal status. Meanwhile, ICE agents flew immigrant detainees to Virginia in order to facilitate the development of Homeland Security tactical teams to quell protests in Washington. The June 2nd transfers were done in order to skirt rules that prevent ICE agents from traveling on the charter flights unless detainees are also aboard. After the transfer, dozens of detainees tested positive for coronavirus, leading to an outbreak of more than 300 inmates at the Farmville, Virginia immigration jail. One died. Back in D.C., Secretary of State Mike Pompeo assigned official government work to a top advisor through his wife, who used a private email account to relay Pompeo's requests. As a congressman, Pompeo criticized Hillary Clinton's use of a private email system while serving at the State Department. Pompeo is also currently being investigated by the State Department's Inspector General's office about the misuse of government resources. In May, Pompeo asked Trump to fire then-Inspector General Steve Linnick. And finally, the Trump administration withheld nearly $4 million that was meant for a program to track and treat New York firefighters and medics who were suffering from 9/11-related illnesses. The payments were authorized by the National Institute for Occupational Safety and Health, but the Treasury Department started withholding parts of the payments about 4 years ago. The payments are meant to cover medical services for firefighters, emergency medical technicians, and paramedics who are treated by the FDNY World Trade Center Health Program. And in the polls, the Washington Post says 62% of Americans fear that political pressure from Trump will cause the FDA to approve a coronavirus vaccine without making sure that it's safe and effective. That's all for now. You can find the links and sources for all of these stories on the main website. And as always, visit whatthefuckjusthappenedtoday.com for the latest news and headlines. Until next time, I'm Joe Andidas.